It's Tuesday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that's tired of Bethesda making slop. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason, and we're seriously tired of it.
Yeah. I am a Fallout connoisseur. I'm going to set the stage. Now, I know on YouTube we haven't had a lot of presence. We've had a lot of presence on the Spotify, like over 10 years. And I've been playing Fallout since Fallout 1, love Fallout 2. Love Fallout 3, New Vegas. I actually have the collector's edition of Vegas sitting in the living room. Fallout 4.
You have like five different versions of New Vegas.
No,
I mean. Do not lie. You are Vault Boy.
I've got little bobbleheads all over. I've got Fallout bobbleheads sitting inside my PC case. I've got them at work. I've got Fallout stuff all over the place. And Fallout hadn't been good in a long time. Like 76 was okay. It got better. But it doesn't really fit into the core gameplay loop of Fallout because it leans into MMO tropes. And so to me, it's still, it gets boring. And we had Fallout Day on the 23rd, right? And there was rumors on the internet, right? Like when the Oblivion, remake came out, it was rumored that Fallout 3 was supposed to come out on that day instead of Oblivion. And that didn't happen. Then in June, we got some rumors that Fallout 3 was supposed to be one of the next remakes, and it was rumored to drop on Fallout Day. So a lot of people were looking forward to that. Didn't happen. We were looking forward to New Vegas launching as well. We've got essentially the Amazon Prime series right now that's on, that starts here in December, is focusing on New Vegas storylines. It's not exactly New Vegas, but it's in the same setting, so it would make sense. If you're going to remaster something, do New Vegas. That series did gangbusters on Amazon Prime. It's literally the only thing I've watched on TV or a movie, etc., since last year. No, we're still not doing that. What are we doing instead?
I mean, it was so good that even my wife was like, we're watching every new episode the minute it comes out.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And it makes zero sense to not do anything. Well, I mean, they are doing something, but it's not what you want. Nobody cares. Like, Fallout 4 is getting the Skyrim treatment. They're doing a 10th anniversary thing for next year, because next year it came out in 2016, right? So they're going to re-release Fallout 4. They just did, earlier this year, they just did the high-res upgrade. So they're going to re-release it again. And it's going to include 6 add-ons and new Creation Club content. It's not 6 new add-ons. It's the same add-ons, right? So the official add-ons were the major DLCs, right? You got Automatron, you've got Far Harbor, Nuka World, and the 3 workshop expansions. The Creation Club content that comes with it, which is kind of like official mod packs, as you get some new weapons, some different dog meat breeds, like a Husky and a Dalmatian, and some gameplay tweaks and some quest expansions. And all that stuff's already available, which this just makes no sense, right? Oh, I guess, I'm sorry, it didn't come out next year. It comes out on November 10th. I guess this year, yeah, it did get released in 2015. So yeah, they're going to release that. There's a New Vegas 15th anniversary bundle for Fallout, which is expected next year, but there's not a ton of information. You know what? Actually, I think there is. Fallout New Vegas re-release details. I want to say it came up with some really dumb stuff. And I am looking it up. So it's available for pre-order right now. It comes with an 8-inch PVC statue of the Securitron. It comes with some evaluation cards, which is an 8x8 cardstock set. It comes with an enamel pen. It's got the Mojave Express patch. It's got an NCR recon patch and a big box. And honestly, I got a bunch of playing cards, a bunch of poker chips, and I got a art book with mine, which is honestly way cooler. the Victor thing's kind of neat. I'm not buying it. Because it's literally the same game. There's nothing new about Fallout New Vegas, and you need to mod the hell out of it to get it to look like a game that wasn't 15 years old. And it still does, because the rigging on the animation and everything else is still really old. The detail.
Well, not only that, but I mean, the engine itself is so old that, you know, there's only so much you can do with textures.
That is correct. And everything still looks pretty square and blocky and everything else. It was really cool, and it came out 15 years ago. But that's like the time between Fallout games. Like, we're running on a 10th anniversary. Like, nobody considers Fallout 76 as like the latest Fallout game, right? Nobody considers Fallout Shelter anything other than a goofy side phone game. Yes, we're getting more Fallout in a TV show, which is great, which is about 10 hours of content, etc., right? But it is not new Fallout. And this just doesn't make sense. Like, you had everything in hand to do what you needed to do for this. This was the right time. You would make money from this. No, we're not going to do it. And modding Fallout, getting Fallout 3 to run on anything old, anything other than freaking Windows XP, it was ridiculous for a long time. And it took forever for them to release a patch for it to run on Windows 10. So now you can mod it, but it still looks old as hell. We're definitely at a point where that needs redone. It's too old to make it look somewhat modern at this point. And I'm just incredibly disappointed, to be honest with you, because what we're getting from Bethesda lately has not been good, right? Like, I played a lot of Starfield. Really, I felt like I was one of those people that was playing a game, wanting it to be better, right? Like, trying to justify my purchase, even though I got it on Game Pass, right? And then I wanted to mod it to, like the fundamental issues with Starfield is the places themselves get very random gen. And what I mean by that is they've got a set of structures and a set of ways that they generate all of those planets. And after a while, they just look the same. Like, it's, I will say No Man's Sky does that better, even though parts of it are super random. The structures in Starfield just start to look the same. The points of interest, like, they need to like multiply that by 10 in order for it to feel like, yes, you truly explored everything. The random objectives, like, there's not enough of those. The story itself is kind of cool, to be honest with you, right? Like, you basically reroll the universe every time you are reborn, and that can have some crazy results. But it takes so long to get to that point that it doesn't pay off in the way that you want it to. I did a new game plus 4, right, where I sped run to the end essentially 2 times to get to the random situation where there was like 10 of me as part of the committee or whatever that you meet at the beginning of the game. Because, you know, I'd run through the simulation so many times. But it didn't mesh well. Like, it had a lot of promise. It has a lot of things that it could be doing better, and it didn't work. And then the modding scene for it dropped off pretty precipitously. So, like, even with the modding scene, there's just not enough going on for it to be fundamentally fixed. It's supposed to release a really big content patch. DLC. The last one was met with some really poor reception because it was seriously one planet and about 5 hours of content for like $30. And nobody seemed to like it that much. So that's the whole reason I didn't even pick it up, right? So we're just at a point where, like, Fallout as an IP and Bethesda as a game developer have just not been doing anything good for about 10 years, right? Like, The Oblivion remake was great, but like there was some discussion with Todd Howard on an interview within the last month, and he was asked, you know, like, hey, you've got all these projects going on. Do you think maybe you could just, you know, toss the football over to Obsidian and let them try to finish the next Fallout game? And he was like, absolutely not. You're just like, what? You're an idiot. I don't know what's going on with Bethesda. Bethesda being Bethesda, right? Like, the real reason that people are not happy with Bethesda is they just haven't done good stuff in a while, right? And we're just in a point where, like, you had some of the best open world games in the entire industry, and you're just sucking wind. Like these remakes, right? Your new IP fell flat. Like there's a lot of lazy game design. You can't just rely on your fan base to fix everything. The Creation Club thing is a fucking disaster when you got Nexus mods. The Creation Club subscription service is a serious cash grab. Like, I understand why people are pissed. It's because some of your best, some of the best IPs, some of the stuff that our generation grew up with aren't good. Like, they were good in the past, right? It's like your favorite band that was really good and now they sold out and they're doing a bunch of like K-pop bullshit. Like, we're at a point like that's where Bethesda is. It's like, whatever's popular, let's gravitate towards that and then fail miserably even at that. Like, they bought up all these other studios, and like, I feel like they're just too much butter on too little toast, or too little butter on too much toast, right? To quote Tolkien. And they are not focused anymore. And somebody ought to just like get rid of Todd Howard and put Fergus from Obsidian up there. Like, we need a real game developer up there. Todd's not been doing a good job. He's lost the plot. Like, used to be really good at this, but he's definitely lost the plot. Like, I don't know what's going on with Bethesda anymore.
I don't either. And I think part of it is a lot of his great partner writers, etc., you know, left. They left before Fallout 4 was even finished, right? And I think, you know, as much as I appreciate some of what Todd Howard does and some of the way he goes about some things, like guarding the Fallout IP to make sure that, you know, somebody's doing something in a way that is Fallout, sure. But I think he's gotten a little bit too high on himself in thinking that he's the ultimate yes or no on what is Fallout.
Dude, bro's high on his own farts nowadays. Like, you haven't done anything good in 10 years. And Fallout 4, it's better than a lot of stuff. It's not a good Fallout game, though, right? Like, in the world of video game, open world video games, it's a strong 8 out of 10, or on our scale, strong 4 out of 5. But it's way better with mods. Again, not passing it, right? And then compared to the writing on New Vegas, which wasn't written by Bethesda, that's Obsidian writing. And Obsidian writing is notoriously quirky and weird and consequence-driven. There was not a lot of consequence for your actions in Fallout 4. The story essentially ends the same one of four ways. You can max out your reputation with all of the factions, and it makes no difference, right?
There was actually more consequence to your actions in Fallout 3 than in Fallout 4.
110%. You know, there really is. The Preston Garvey stuff, like, everybody makes – it's memed to all hell at this point, right? Because it was just a bad quest design decision, right? You're always chasing this stupid Radiant quest. And they pulled the Radiant quest over from Skyrim. Like, the emergent Radiant quest system back in the day, that was something that nobody was doing in 2011. Pull it together in Fallout 4, but it's not great, right? Like, they didn't really expand on that. And it always kept you, like, chasing so much more bullshit than what you really needed to do. And again, there have been some great mods to help enhance that game, right? Like, the whole survival mod for that is really cool. You've got the Fallout London, which is pretty good, if not like 20% broken, and a little bit grindy in places.
But it's a mod that just like became so big that, you know, they got there with it. I mean, they basically made it its own game. And I actually love it. I've not finished it yet, but it's really good.
It's a very long expansion. It's a full game. But that being said, like, I don't know. I have some serious issues right now with Bethesda. As somebody who is a huge Bethesda fan, who is a huge Fallout fan. And again, I like the Fallout games, both the original ones from In Exile, right? As well as the new games. I like both versions of that. And I feel like at this point, the Fallout IP is going to be saved more by the fans than it will be by Bethesda. Like, at this point, I would like to get the In Exile crew. What are they called now? There's not still In Exile. The same guys that did Wasteland 3, right? Like that, those guys.
Yeah.
Are the original creators of that. I would like to see them at this point maybe contribute to the writing, but that crew right now is really worked up on a IP called, I want to say it's called Clockwork or something like that. Anyways, they're working on a game that looks really cool, but it's not going to be out for a while. So yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on Fallout Day, right? Is everybody as pissed off as I am, or are you guys happy to buy another version of the same game 10 years later, much in the way that Skyrim was released? Let us know. You can find us at tiltcast.com. You can find us on iTunes and Spotify. Search Tiltcast, or obviously you can go to youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z. With that, we'll see you guys on Thursday.